Now, before we get in that controversial issue, let's notice that there is the practical side, and as we've said before, this epistle is the practical epistle. He says here, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies. Now, this if here is not the if of condition. It's not a conditional clause that Paul has given us, but it is the if of argument, the argumentative if. You see, Paul is a logical thinker, as we said in Romans. I think it was a great Frenchman who made the statement, if you do not find Paul logical, you're not reading him aright. Well, anywhere you read Paul, he'll be logical. And Paul is argumentative, and this is a statement like that. So instead of saying, if there therefore be any consolation in Christ, there is, what Paul is really saying is, since there is consolation in Christ, because of that, since there is consolation in Christ, since there is comfort of love, and since there is the fellowship of the Spirit. Now, because of these, the consolation and the comfort and the fellowship, now, this is what he says here, and if any, bowels and mercies. Now, bowels means tenderness. It's down, you know, internally that you and I live and move and have our being, as we've indicated before. And this is not a vulgar statement, a crude statement, but actually it is true to life today. If you're listening today and you're a man, when you fell in love with your wife, where did it all take place? Up in your head? I doubt whether it did. You didn't just sit down and get some figures and even figure out whether you could support her or not. You weren't logical about that as far as the mental side is concerned. You just blurted out one night, I love you and I want you to marry me. Where'd that come from? Down internally. It's below the neck where we live and move and have our being. Very little happens upstairs, by the way, and very few of us live upstairs. Many of us haven't been in the attic of the house we live in, and many of us don't get in the attic of our mind very often either. And so here, it's a wonderful word. Since there's tenderness and mercies in Christ. Oh, these are wonderful things. Now he says, fulfill ye my joy. That is, Paul says, I'm having a good time, and I'm rejoicing, though he's in prison, but he says, I'd rejoice more if I knew that the gospel was working in your life. That ye be, now notice what he says, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Now you see, there'd been a little difficulty, as we saw before, in the Philippian church. Not much, but a little. Paul says, I want you to be of one mind. Now he's not asking them to be carbon copies. And that is a grave danger today in the church. There are generally two groups of people in the church, in most churches. One who for the preacher knows who against the preacher. And they generally follow a sort of a carbon copy. It's not that they think for themselves, but the ones that are one mind are generally of one mind because they're carbon copy of some leader or some group. And the same thing is true regardless of which side they're on. To be of one mind here is to let the mind of Christ be in you. And that always makes for differences in expressions, difference in gifts, as we've seen in Corinthians, difference in services, and actually difference in certain doctrines. We can disagree today over certain doctrines. I've been criticized severely because I have been in and spoken to Roman Catholic priests, and I've been in where the nuns are, and I speak in Pentecostal churches, and people say, well, you criticize them. Sure, I disagree with them a great deal, but that doesn't mean that I have to have a carbon copy of their mind, and believe me, they ought not to have a carbon copy of mine. One's enough, and we don't need carbon copies about. And so Paul is talking here about the mind of Christ, and that will express itself in different ways. But it doesn't mean we're going to try to beat each other's brains out, because that's the way some of us fundamentalists act.